You know what time it is. Time to hang out.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
We're Mr. Cooper. We're Mr. Cooper. We're Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
We're Mr. Cooper. We're Mr. Cooper. We're Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. Her name is Chrissy Stokes. Now, Chrissy's doing some great things in the music industry and television industry. She got an EP that's dropping soon. Also, you can catch her on Howard High at UrbanFlixTV.com. Make sure you go check the show out. Very dope show. She plays the role as Nikki Ross. Make sure you check it all out. In a minute, we're going to talk to her, but I'm about to show you a little clip of Howard High. Sit back, relax, enjoy this, and after this clip, guess what we're going to talk to? Miss Chrissy Stokes.
Yes, huh? Guys, she's a transfer student from Arizona, so let's all make her feel at home.
Hey.
You're the new booty, huh?
My name's Nikki, my new booty.
Well, hello, Nikki. I'm Tanisha.
Answer all our prayers.
Whoa, breathe. Calm down. Now tell me what's going on.
The mayor gives a performing arts program competition every year. The winner gets 100 grand.
They can't compete without qualifying test scores.
What if we raise the scores, sir?
Well, then they would stand a shot.
Let's get to work.
Go tell it on the mountain. Who's gonna be the king?
What you all got?
We want to see what we could do, but what can you do? And what can she do?
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only Miss Chrissy Stokes. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes. Your day going all right?
It's going pretty good, you know, just chilling in the house. That's all we can do with the quarantine going on.
So true. Hey, why not? Stay comfortable while you can to stay safe while you can. Now, yep. Chrissy, like I told everybody before, they've seen you on Howard High. You doing your thing on the show. I mean, it's blowing up. It's getting big. We're going to talk about Howard High in a few minutes. But, you know, Chrissy, like I said, it's all about you. So everybody wants to know, when did you first realize that you wanted to become an actress?
I would say I was very young. Like I was so young I can't even remember my age at the time. But during You Got Served, being on the set, that's when I fell in love with I wasn't in You Got Served, but I was behind the scenes watching my dad do his thing, and that's when I fell in love with acting and when I fell in love with what goes on behind the camera also.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people, Chrissy, I will say this, that a lot of people would love to be behind the scenes to find out what's going on set and without set, because a lot of people that's young these days, they're actually just seeing what's on television or what's in the movies, and they think first take is done, but there's a lot that goes behind it.
It's a lot that goes on.
Yes. Now
there's lighting, there's lighting, there's art department, there's, the list just goes on and on.
That's so true. And I mean, at a young age, you got to experience this firsthand. And that had to been amazing, you know, seeing this at a young age because of what you have done now in this game. But you know, when you became an actress and everything, did you have any mentors, you know, to help you out in your game starting off?
All I really had really was my dad. My dad.
tell the world, Chris.
Yeah, he taught me everything.
No doubt. Tell the world who your dad is.
My dad is Chris Stokes. Yep.
Yes. Big shout outs to Chris. Big shout outs to you, man. Now, you know, starting off in the game, you know, and I tell a lot of people that's watching worldwide right now, when you don't have the right mentor, things can turn sour quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can steer you the wrong way. Jealousy gets involved. Hatred gets involved. You know, it's so many things that gets involved that can mess up your own career. People in the industry will try to step on your back to get to where you're about to get to or where you are. And it's crazy. And I'm glad that you had the right mentor to get you to where you are today. Now, what hurdles did you go through to get to where you're at today?
I went through the hurdle of trying to prove that I'm actually have talent and I'm not just like the director's daughter or Chris's daughter. I had to kind of prove myself. So that was the hurdle. It was proving that I could do it. That my dad taught me, but I can do it. I'm not just doing it because he's my dad.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, going through those hurdles that you went through, I know it taught a lot of life lessons for you. Inside the industry and outside the industry. And, you know, doing this, did anybody frown up on you saying, oh, that's Chris' daughter?
Yeah.
She will make it all the way to the top regardless. Did you get a lot of that?
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of, like, you only got this role because your dad is Chris, or you only doing this because your dad is Chris. I'm like, I just had to, it just made me want to go stronger in showing that I can do it without, not just because he's my dad. Because I also production design all of his movies too. Wow. When I'm not acting in them, I production design. So I had to prove myself in the production design aspect and in the acting and singing aspect too for Howard High.
So how did you get your mind focused to say, I'm going to outdo what all the naysayers are saying? I'm going to show everyone that I can do it regardless of who is in my family, who is in my bloodline. What did you have to do to mentally prepare for that?
Just try not to focus on what people were saying, because when I would focus on people would say, I would mess up at my job. So when I'm just like, focus, tunnel vision, focus on you, and just see how everything, I mean, and everything will turn out good. Just don't focus on what everybody else is saying. Just focus on you. That's how, what I had to tell myself.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen that's watching worldwide right now, I hope you got a pencil, pen, piece of paper, notes, because you're gonna need to take this advice that Chrissy is kicking out right now. Because if you don't focus on yourself and you listen to everybody else, oh man, I'm telling you, it's gonna go like this. And you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. And that's the truth. That's the honest truth. Now, Chrissy, a lot of people, like I said, they've heard of this show. There are some people getting introduced for the first time to the show. Can you tell everybody about Howard High and what the show is actually about?
Okay. Howard High is just, it's not corny. It's super fun. Mm-hmm. And it's something positive, because of all the negativity that's going on right now, it would feel good to kind of, you know, watch something that has a positive message and positivity. And it's about, you know, a principal who has a pregnant wife and he's trying to find his place in a new high school that he got transferred to. And then you have Nikki, who I play. She's coming into the school new, trying to find her place as a young woman. And then Marcus Houston comes in, Mr. Kirsch, and he comes through and, you know, tightens all of us up as a performing arts program. So it's just something really positive, something for the whole family to watch.
Okay. What season are you in right now for Howard High?
Well, we're still in season one. Mm-hmm. Due to all the quarantining stuff, we had to put a halt on the filming. So soon we're going to go back up and start doing more episodes to finish off season one.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Everybody, now how can everybody watch Howard High?
UrbanFlixTV.com. UrbanFlixTV.com.
Yes, yes. Everybody, make sure you go to UrbanFlixTV.com to watch this. Don't go right now, because you're going to finish watching this interview first. Yep. After this interview, you heard Chrissy. Go to UrbanFlix. You know what to do. Make sure you catch up on the episodes. Now, how does it feel to share the stage or share the floor as far as it goes with Marcus and with Brian White? I mean, a lot of names in this thing. I mean, what is it like?
Everybody, for even V. Bozeman, to work with people with such experience and people that are like veterans, it put more pressure on me to do the best that I could do. They were so amazing. And what's dope about everybody is that they're so humble. They're the most humble people that I've ever met or been around. Because you would think that people at their level of like fame or whatever you would say would be all, you know, stuck up. They're not. They're just so humble and down to earth and just such nice people. I love working with them.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Big shout outs to Brian White. Big shout outs to Marcus. Big shout outs to everybody that's on the cast and crew. Because without all of y'all coming together, come on, man. Everybody, it's not a one-man team. So everybody's doing the thing. I've seen some of the show. And I'm not going to lie, it's a dope show. It's very dope. it really is. Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen that's watching, in my opinion, this show is like, how can I put this in comparison? I want to say All American meets High School Musical meets a dope show from the late 90s to the early mid 2000s. And believe it or not, Chrissy, that's when the shows were popular. They really were. And it's like you all took some from here, from here, from here, and you went just like this. And you made an instant hit. That's exactly what you did.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Now, Chrissy, how is it when the cameras are not rolling? What is the environment like around everyone when the cameras are not rolling?
Family. So like even rehearsal, we didn't have the cameras. We rehearsed for months before we even went on to set. Mm-hmm. So we recorded in the studio and rehearsed months before we went on to set. So we were already all like a big family.
Wow.
So I had to control myself because we all having fun together. So in between takes, you know, we would giggle, laugh. And then right when it was like time to get serious, we had to get serious again. So we all just have a good time. We have fun. We don't take it too serious. We just go. We're going to work, but having a good time.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Now, is the whole cast and crew, are they safe from COVID right now? Is everybody, you know, doing what they need to do to stay safe right now?
I'm sure everybody is, but before we even go on to set, everybody has to take COVID test.
Nice.
So, and it's a weekly thing that we have to do when we do go back to set.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Once again, big shout out to the whole cast and crew. Yes. How you doing your thing? I can't wait to see season 15 of this show. I'm calling it ahead of time. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
Put it in the air.
Hey, it went up there. It definitely went up there. Yes. Now, Chrissy, I want to catch you off guard real quick. Now, sure. I want you to name three TV shows from the past, present, or movies that you would love to be a part of right now. That you, if you could get in the time machine and go back, what would you like to be part of?
If I could go back, I would love to have done Hairspray.
Ooh.
I would have loved to have done Grease.
Okay.
And I would have loved to do My Sister's Keeper. I don't know if you ever heard of that movie. Yes, it's a really emotional movie. Those are like my top three out of TV shows and movies.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And I can see you doing those three. I believe you
really?
Could fit it. Yeah, you could fit in there, especially Hairspray. I think you could.
Yeah, I would have loved to do Hairspray. Like, I'm so mad that I wasn't in Hairspray. If I could just go back in time, I wish that I could just audition for that.
Yeah, that's right. So I got to say this on a side note. Chris Stokes, it's time to do another. I think you need to take Hairspray and make a 2.0.
Yes.
And put Chrissy in it. Yeah, I hope you're hearing me, Chris. Let's do it. There you go.
Hold up. Let me call Dad. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Now, how excited were you when you found out that you did receive a role as Nikki Ross in Howard High?
I was excited because they held auditions for that, and I actually went and seen the different girls in the same office ready to like audition. I still had to audition and go to the auditions and go through all the process that it takes to get the role. I had to do that. So, it was okay. So basically I read the script and originally I wasn't going to audition for Nikki Ross, but my dad and I have this thing where I read his scripts before anything ever happens. He's like, read them, give me notes. If you think anything, if you think anything could be different or blah, blah, blah. I read it and I fell in love with Nikki. And I was like, can I audition for Nikki? He was like, yeah, we're doing auditions next week if you want to come. I'm like, okay, cool. So I auditioned. And then I, thank God I ended up getting it.
Yes. Yes. It was meant for you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, how nervous were you when you went in for the audition?
A 10. I was so nervous because it's my dad and there was other executives in there too. It wasn't just my dad. So yeah, I just, like I said, I get that extra pressure feeling because everybody knew that he was my dad. Wow. So I wanted to just make sure I blew away everybody. So that was like my main focus.
That's crazy. Now, now you don't have to name any names. I don't want you to. Did you feel any hate in the room when you first walked in to audition?
Nope.
Wow.
Everybody nice. Normal. Okay. It felt like a normal audition because I went on auditions before. Okay. So I was like, okay, this feels like a normal audition. It was just more pressure because I'm like, I didn't want to embarrass my dad. It was just like a lot of stuff going through my head.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Now, yeah. I think a lot of your fans want to notice Chrissy. You have Chrissy Stokes right here. You have Nikki Ross right here. Are these two characters, well, is the real Chrissy and the character, are they anything alike in real life?
I would say they have one. I think Nikki is a little more emotional than me. And, okay, so what I feel like we have in common is Nikki is in a shell until she gets comfortable with people and then she kind of lets her personality out. I feel like we have that in common because it's hard for me to kind of like open up right off the bat. But once I know people, I open up all the way. And they're like, oh my gosh, you had all of this personality in you. I'm like, yeah, I did.
Nice.
I just had to make sure I could trust you, know?
Nice. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can give Nikki any advice right now in Howard High, in this school right now, she just walked in the classroom. She saw everybody. Everybody just got finished singing and dancing. You know what I'm talking about already. Mm-hmm. Now, what advice would you give Nikki right now to survive Howard High?
I would tell her to just find yourself. I would tell her to try her hardest to find herself and who she is as a woman. And I would tell her to don't be afraid to open up and make new friends because you gotta get out there, push yourself.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, not to give any spoilers away about Howard High or anything, do you feel that by season 2, Nikki will be way more comfortable coming out of her shell compared to where she's at in season 1?
I think so. I think so, because I think she'll be in the school for some time and she'll start getting really comfortable and starting to be herself a little more, not so shy, not so timid.
Okay. Hey.
Maybe.
I like how you put that question mark at the end. You flipped it. I like that. Man, I got to tell you straight up, Chrissy, your career right now, and I got to be honest, your career right now is about to skyrocket. And I'm telling you this right now. This is nothing pre-planned that I'm saying right now. This is like, I just had this vibe and I had to say it. I got to get it out. You are about to do some big things, Chris. I mean, very big. I want you to stay humble the way you are. Continue to go on the road that you're going right now. Because I'm telling you, you're nowhere close to even hitting your peak. And that's the crazy part. Things about to happen for you, Chrissy. I got to give you a shout out right now. To you, yes, for everything that you've done already. And like I said, big things about to happen for you, girl. I got
thank
to
give you.
Yes. Yes. Now, are there any other projects that you would like to talk about that you're trying to work on or you plan to work on?
So right now I just got done recording my EP. So that's going to release soon. I still don't have a name yet because I literally just finished recording it. I have to, like, you know, come up with a name. But we've been working on that. And then my best friend and I started a YouTube channel, Chrissy and Maya. So, you know, we do makeup tutorials, fun challenges and stuff on there. And I would say that's it. And just Howard High.
That's most everyone, Chrissy, tell everybody again the name of that YouTube channel so everybody can go subscribe right now.
So it's Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y, and then the and sign, Maya, M-I-Y-A.
Everybody right now, I keep saying right now, after this interview, go subscribe, check it out. Ladies, if you're trying to get some tips on how to up that makeup game, you know what I'm talking about. Go to the page, make sure you do it. Check out the EP that's coming out. Because Chrissy, what genre are you in? You in pop, correct?
I would say it's like R&B.
R&B?
Kind of vibes. Yeah, I would say R&B, kind of like just vibey.
Nice, nice. Now, how long
like
did it
a vibe.
Take? Hey, that's cool.
How long did it take?
Yeah, how long did it take to get to, far as it goes, for working on this EP, to get it to where you want it to be, to say, okay, I'm satisfied.
I would say it took like 3 weeks. Not too long. Not
nice.
Too long.
Nice.
Yeah, we were in the studio every day, busting it out.
That's what's up. That's
I'm
what's
trying
up.
To release some new stuff for everybody, so hopefully everybody likes it.
when it drops, how can everybody actually hear it?
I'm sure it'll be on probably Apple Music.
Okay.
We'll see where it goes. I'm not sure yet.
Hey,
I'm just taking
ladies,
it one day at a time.
I feel you. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, I'm trying to string a future date and a future way to listen to this music. Chrissy said, you'll know when
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. Now, Chrissy, how can all your followers and everybody that actually just met you for the first time actually find you or follow you on social media?
So all of my social media handle names are the same for Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. It's I am Chrissy 97. So I am Chrissy 97.
Nice, nice. Everybody, make sure you do follow Chrissy. Especially if you don't know where the EP drops, I guarantee she's going to tell it on social media. It's coming. Don't worry, it's gonna come soon. She gets up here. Yes. Make sure you follow her. You want to make sure you don't miss nothing that's going on. Once again, also, Urban Flix TV.
Yeah.
Howard High. You
Howard
better
High.
Tune in. Yes, tune in. Do not be surprised. If you walk up to Chrissy and you see her in the streets and you say, I saw this interview with Coop, and she will ask you, did you watch Howard High? She will know you're lying. So you better watch. Tune in. Make sure you tune in. Yes. Now, Chrissy, I know you're a busy woman, and I'm not trying to hold you long, but what advice would you give any male or female that, you know, wants to become an actor, an actress, even get into the music industry? What would you tell them?
Just keep going. You can do whatever you put your mind to. Nothing is impossible, and all you need to do is believe in yourself. Who cares if other people believe in you or not? You believe in yourself, so you go out there and you get it, and it's not impossible. You got this.
Nice. Nice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you know, and you all heard me say this before, when you get into this game and you get into the industry, and Chrissy, I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody else, I want you to stop me if I'm lying right now. 100 no's can equal one yes. Do not feel like when you hear that no, that's the end of the game, or that's
yep.
it for you.
You got to keep going.
Yes, yes. Make sure you keep going. Now, Chrissy, there's one more question I do want to ask you, though. Is it hard? Is it harder for you to wear the actress hat or the musician hat? Which one is harder for you?
I would say music.
Wow. Wow.
The reason why I say music is because singing takes more effort.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Because it's like, especially when you're doing music live, it's just, to me, I like both. It's hard to choose. But if I had to choose one, I would say the music act is harder.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. That's the reason why I won't never try to get into the music industry. because this voice right here cannot sing. I can rap. I can freestyle. But if you talk about getting in the booth with you, Chrissy, and sing, I will hum with you. I will hum clap. I might cut a little two-step, but as far as it goes for everything else, no. I leave it to you. Yes. Now, Chrissy, the last segment of the show is called Take the Floor. You have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Chrissy, take the floor.
I like blue. I like gray. My favorite food is pizza. I like hot dogs. Make sure you watch Urban Flicks. Urban Flicks, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow me on IG. I am Chrissy97. I hope you're doing good, everybody who's watching this, and I hope you're having a good time quarantining. I need my nails done. I've gone to the nail shop. Is my 2 minutes almost up? This is making me sweat.
You have up two. Up two. You stop it whenever you're ready. If you say that's it, that's it.
Okay, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chrissy Stokes. If you see her in the street, she just told you what she liked to eat. You pull over to the side, get her some pizza, get a hot dog. Hey, she ain't asked for nothing, ribeye steaks or nothing. She said, get a hot dog and some pizza. That's all you got to do. Oh, get her nails done too, like she said. So, yeah. Now, Chrissy, I want to say thank you. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I would love to have you back on in the future.
Yes.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yes. Anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you again for watching. Next episode is coming soon. I'm not going to announce who it is, but it's coming soon. Also, once again, make sure you follow Chrissy on Instagram. Follow her on TikTok. Follow her everywhere. Urban Flicks TV. Yes, do it. Do it. Urban Flicks TV. And yes, watch How It Hot. Get you a hot dog and a slice of pizza for a dedication to Chris while you're watching that show. Make sure you do it. Big shout outs to Marcus and Brian also, the whole cast and crew. Big shout outs to all of you. And until the next time, people, on the Bit Scoop with Coop.